This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Al-Qaeda is still the number one threat to U.S. national security. That's the view of intelligence and counter-terrorist officials in the U.S. government and of many experts outside the government. The war against Al-Qaeda has forced it to change its structure globally. Still, experts believe its goals are the same as they were on September 11th. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Al-Qaeda is an especially flexible enemy, most counterterrorism specialists agree. It's adjusted to losing its base of operations in Afghanistan and to attacks on its cells all over the world. Tactics change constantly, as do the operation of its cells.
Al-Qaeda today is not what it was at 9/11. Arguably, it's not even what it was a year ago at Madrid, 3/11.
Matthew Levitt, a former counterterrorism agent at the FBI, says Al-Qaeda is continually shifting away from the central command of Osama bin Laden and his chief aides toward new decentralized global jihadist groups or cells eager to demonstrate the reach of their violence, as in the Madrid bombings a year ago. The goal is still the same, Levitt believes.
For many of them, the brass ring is an attack in the United States, and so I believe that it's true that there are now many global jihadists that are looking to conduct attacks in the United States.
Vice Admiral Lowell Jacoby, head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, also sees Al-Qaeda as more a movement than a rigid organization.
That movement has changed in the last 12 months, away from one that was centrally directed by Al-Qaeda leadership to one that we now term an Al-Qaeda-associated movement. This is a movement of like-minded Sunni Islamic groups who interact, share resources, and work to achieve shared goals.
As the global jihadist movement has changed, its structure has become perhaps more difficult to trace. Matthew Levitt says the Madrid bombing may suggest how terrorists are organizing themselves against the U.S. now.
The interconnectivity between Algerians and Syrians and Moroccans and others in that case, I think, is illustrative of what we need to be thinking about in terms of the threats to our homeland as well.
Officials have also warned repeatedly in recent weeks of Al-Qaeda's desire to use weapons of mass destruction against the U.S. This is FBI head Robert Mueller in Senate testimony.
We are also extremely concerned with the growing body of sensitive reporting that continues to show Al-Qaeda's clear intention to obtain and to ultimately use some form of chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear material in its attacks against the United States.
Those remarks were echoed recently by CIA Director Porter Goss, the DIA's Jacoby, and other senior intelligence officials. Despite the changing nature of Al-Qaeda's global structure, its leaders, bin Laden and number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, have been releasing video and audio statements with increasing frequency. This is from Zawahiri, broadcast on Al Jazeera just a couple of weeks ago, using news of abuses at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo to appeal for wider support in the Arab world. Arab countries are full of Guantanamos under U.S. supervision, Zawahiri says, and they expose the truth underlying the reform and democracy the U.S. claims to be spreading. In the past, statements like this from bin Laden or Zawahiri were followed some weeks later by major attacks. That has not happened this time, and it has terrorism scholars like Bruce Hoffman of the RAND Corporation wondering why.
That cycle appears to have been broken. This now proliferation of statements and of declarations may be a way that if you're not fighting, you have to be talking. I mean, you have to find some way to gather attention and to at least maintain the spirits of your followers and constituents throughout the world, but I've been surprised that the rhetoric hasn't been matched by action.
Hoffman is convinced Al-Qaeda's leaders want to mount the same kind of strikes they've always advocated, simultaneous attacks on economic targets designed to continue a war of attrition that they believe will cost the U.S. far more than it will cost themselves.
Even after more than 3.5 years of the war on terrorism, that Al-Qaeda is still prepared to stick with the same game plan, with the same playbook that they used with such effect on 9/11. Sounds a very cautionary note that this is a very determined adversary that will still keep going back to the same targets until they accomplish what they see as their mission.
As for bin Laden himself, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf told the BBC last week that his military almost seized the Al-Qaeda leader last summer. Some experts see the increased frequency of statements from bin Laden and Zawahiri as an indication they may now feel a higher level of comfort about their own personal safety. Mike Schuster, NPR News.